Have I been with you for so long a time, and still you do not know me?
我和你们在一起这么久，你们还不认识我吗？
This was the question addressed to Philip, but it is a question that Jesus addresses to you seminarians and to you sisters and to me and my brother priests as well.
那今天这些话就是耶稣对腓立伯所说的。同时也是对我们在座的我们修生我们的神父弟兄们以及我们的修女姐妹们所说的
He asks us, do you know me?
他问我们你认识我吗
This is not the knowledge that can be found in books, but the knowledge that only comes through prayer.
那这个就涉及到不仅是我们说关于知识的问题，这个知识呢，我们是在书本上得不到的，只有通过祈祷，我们才能得到这种知识。
We can call this kind of knowledge a loving knowledge.
那我们把这种知识叫做爱的知识，或者是爱的学问。
Jesus clarified for Philip that it is the kind of knowledge that allows us to see Jesus.
那耶稣告诉了腓立伯，这种知识或是这种学问，它让我们打开自己，让耶稣认识我们，让我们认识耶稣。
Can you see his smile, his tenderness, the love in his eyes for you?
我们可以看到耶稣的爱，他的温柔。以及对我们的微笑吗?
Can you see his hand that reaches out to help you up when you fall?
我们能不能感觉到当我们跌倒的时候耶稣伸开的双手?
Can you see his heart that burns with love for you?
我们能不能看到耶稣为了担承我们他负重担的心?
Can you see his tears when you hurt yourself through sin?
由于我们的罪过，我们伤害了自己，我们能够看到基督的眼泪吗？
Can you see the excitement in his eyes when he tells you the kind of saint he wants you to become?
当我们告诉耶稣我们愿意成圣的时候，那耶稣是多么的高兴。
Where do we find Jesus? How do we come to know him?
那我们在哪里能够发现，能够找到耶稣？我们怎么样才能够找到他？
St. Paul told us in the first reading to hold to the word he preached to us.
像第一篇读经里边，圣保罗宗徒告诉我们的一样，他
Can you repeat that? In the first reading, to keep the word he preached to us.
在第一篇读经里边，圣保禄宗徒讲到的，就是他把我们，放在他的怀中。
We come to know Jesus in the scriptures and in the sacraments.
那我们认识耶稣在圣事中和我们的圣经中。
We also discover that Jesus is with us at every moment.
那我们也知道，在任何一个时刻，基督都和我们在一起。
Jesus asked Philip, Have I been with you for so long a time?
耶稣问腓立伯说，那我和你在一起了这么久的时间。
Jesus has been with us.
那基督一直都和我们在一起。
He did not just visit us once or twice, he has remained with us.
他不只是一次或者是两次。访问过我们，而是一直都和我们在一起，并且存留在我们内。
He has never left us alone, and he continues to knock at the door of our hearts.
他从来没有把我们留下孤独的自己，而且他一直都在敲我们的心门。
Jesus' love for us is unchanging, and he remains with us, even when we do not listen to him or see him.
无论我们是看到他还是没有，无论我们听从耶稣还是没有，他一直都在，都和我们在一起，敲我们的心门，并存留在我们内。
He remains with us because we need him. Without him, we can do nothing.
因为他存留在我们内，我们才能做什么。如果没有他，我们什么都不能做。
When I was growing up, I did not practice any religion, and I did not believe in God.
在神父谈谈他自己，小的时候从来没有过任何宗教的信仰，也没相信过耶稣基督。
I believed that I could do everything on my own.
那只相信我凭我自己，我能什么都能做。
I first came to believe in Jesus when I was at the university.
他在最早的时候相信基督，还是在大学的时候。
A stranger invited me to study the Bible with him, and he introduced me to Jesus.
那个时候呢，就是一个陌生人，走进他，就邀请他去学圣经，就开始慢慢的知道了耶稣。
And 3 years later, I was baptized.
3年以后，神父就那个时候领了洗。
For so many years, I thought I did everything on my own.
因为自己相信自己，所以很多年。
But looking back, I can see that Jesus was always with me, even though I did not know him.
现在就是回想自己，尽管我不认识基督，他一直也和我在一起。
I recommend this exercise in prayer. Look back on your life and ask Jesus to show you all the ways he has helped you.
也是推荐这种方法，就是告诉我们，我们去回忆自己的生活，那就会告诉我们，耶稣是一直都和我们在一起。Pope
Benedict XVI said that we see Jesus more clearly as we become more like him.
像教宗本笃16告诉我们的一样，就是说当我们和基督越来越近的时候。 我们就会发现他是怎么样的爱我们。And
this is the final key for us.
那对我们来说呢，就是我们的最后的一把钥匙。First,
we must spend time in prayer and tell Jesus that we want to know him more.
那首先呢，就是要需要我们要用更多的时间祈祷，这样我们才能够更多的。
When we do this, we will discover that he has always been with us. He has always pursued us in love.
如果我们知道这些的话，我们就会知道基督一直都在爱我们，他一直都在找寻我们。Then
we can pray, Lord, transform me in your love so that I can see you everywhere.
那我们祈祷的时候，主你帮助我。 看到你，这样我才能够改变，才能够看到你的爱。I
want to love you with all my heart and mind and soul and strength.
我愿意以我的全身心灵去爱你。